Hey there, my name is Akihiro Suda. I'm a software engineer at NTT Corporation in Japan. In this session, I'll talk about a new software networking stack called NoRouter. This is a pre-recorded session, so I can answer questions during my talk. You can put your questions in the chat box. Let me begin with the introduction of NoRouter. NoRouter provides instant networking for dev environments with Ultramesh. It's mostly expected to be used with multiple Kubernetes clusters or multiple clouds, but it's not specific to Kubernetes. It works with any container, any VM, and any bare metal machine. And yet, to use NoRouter, you don't need any public IP address, you don't need to configure routing, you don't even need the root privilege. What you need is just standard I/O or shell access, in other words, such as Docker exec, kubectl exec, or just plain SSH. NoRouter transfers IP packets over these standard I/O streams without depending on actual IP reachability. This is quite different from other networking stacks. This figure shows an example configuration of a NoRouter. The manager process of a NoRouter is running on the laptop in the center of this slide. This process connects to a Docker container via Docker exec and assign virtual IP address 127.0.42.101 and transfers IP packets over the standard I/O stream of Docker exec. In the same way, NoRouter is also connected to Kubernetes pods, LXC containers, and bare metal SSH hosts. Let me explain the goals and the non-goals of the project. The goal is to facilitate working with dev environments that are composed of multiple clouds or multiple data centers. For example, you have a Kubernetes cluster on the cloud that provides GPU instances, and you have yet another cluster on a different cloud that offers cheaper instances. With NoRouter, you can compose these clusters without a mess. You don't need to configure a VPN. You don't need to configure any Kubernetes Ingress stuff. You don't need any Kubernetes RBAC. You don't need any cloud IAM. You just need kubectl exec. And yet, you can bring on-premise and bare metal resources such as IoT devices into the NoRouter network, typically via SSH. Of course, you can bring your laptop into the network as well. This is very useful for remotely working from home. NoRouter also focuses on user experience. I carefully designed the CLI to be simple as possible and the YAML configuration file syntax to be friendly to human users. And NoRouter is designed to be secure. It doesn't need root. It doesn't need --- privilege for running in containers. And it's also designed to be highly portable. It's mostly expected to be used with Docker and Kubernetes, but not only for them. It works with any environment as long as standard I/O is available. The next topic is non-goals. NoRouter is merely designed for dev environments, not for production environments. So it doesn't focus on throughput and latency. In my experiment, the maximum throughput is only about 350 Mbps. This is enough for dev environments in most cases, but not a good fit for productions. And NoRouter itself doesn't implement fault tolerance feature. But this could be achieved by running NoRouter with a third-party tool that implements distributed routing. For example, we can use HashiCorp's console. And there are several tools that are similar to Naruto. Especially, Naruto is somewhat similar to SSH-L and SSH-R. SSH-L allows the local client to connect to the TCP ports of the remote host. SSH-R does the opposite way. SSH-R exposes the local ports to the remote host. These SSH commands depend on SSH, of course. On the other hand, Naruto doesn't depend on SSH. It just requires standard I/O, and yet Naruto can provide connectivity across multiple remote hosts, not just connectivity between the local and the remote. Another similar tool is VDE, Virtual Distributed Ethernet. VDE is very similar to Naruto in that they both transfer packets over standard I/O stream. However, VDE requires the root privilege because it needs setting up top devices. On the other hand, Naruto doesn't require the root because it works without top. Naruto is also similar to SLURP, which was used in 1990s for connecting PCs to internet via a shell account, typically with dial-up connection. But unlike SLURP, Naruto can provide connectivity between multiple remote hosts. I will show a demo. In this demo, Naruto creates a virtual network 127.0.42.0/24 for a laptop, a Kubernetes pod on JKE, and a Kubernetes pod on AKS. The local laptop is associated with a virtual IP address 127.0.42.100. And the JKE port is associated with .101, and the AKS port is associated with .102 using the YAML manifest shown in this screen. In the YAML manifest, you can find kubectl exec commands for running Naruto agent processes. The virtual IP packets are transferred through these kubectl exec streams. Let me switch the screen to my terminal. So I have host.yaml like this and run Naruto with this YAML. Naruto is now running and run kubectl exec for GKE port and run a shell and run curl against 127.0.42.100. It's my laptop. And the 101 is GKE port itself. The 102 is the AKS port. I will explain how it works. As shown in the demo, each of the hosts has Naruto binary. The Naruto process on the local host is called the manager, and the remote Naruto processes are called agents. The manager runs agents by running shell commands such as kubectl exec or SSH. Agents send virtual L3 packets to the manager via standard I/O streams, and the manager works like a virtual switch for them. The biggest challenge of Naruto was how to create the network devices without the root privilege. If we had the root, we could create 10 devices or top devices, but we don't have the root. The solution is not to create any device at all. Naruto just uses the loopback interface with multiple IP addresses within the range of 127.0.0.0/8, such as 127.0.42.100 and .101. Like this, the manager has .100, and the agents have 101, 102, 103, and 104. And the packets captured via the loopback interfaces are processed with a user mode TCP IP stack called NetStack, which was adopted from Google's gVisor and Fuchsia operating system. The current implementation only supports TCP, but UDP support is on-prem as well. The next topic is host name resolution. If we had the root, we could do this by modifying /etc/resolve.conf and /etc/host. But we don't have the root, and we need to consider /etc to be read-only. We have several solutions for this problem. The first one is to use host aliases file, which was generated by NoRouter. This file is similar to /etc/host, but customizable without the root by setting an environmental variable. The host aliases file is supported by most applications, but not by all applications. Another way is to use HTTP proxy mode. NoRouter agent works as a HTTP proxy with built-in name resolver. This is the best fit for HTTP applications, but typically this doesn't work with non-HTTP applications. So NoRouter also supports SOX 4a and SOX 5 in addition to HTTP proxy. So HTTP proxy mode is a quite interesting feature. It can be used as a kind of VPN. In this example YAML, we have Bastion host for AWS, Azure, and GCP networks. And the NoRouter HTTP proxy can have optional routing configuration with the wildcard of the host names. So connection to host with .compute.internal suffix routed via the AWS Bastion. Similarly, connections to Azure VMs are routed via the Azure Bastion, and the same applies to GCP as well. This feature is quite useful for connecting to VMs without assigning public IP addresses. The next is how to get started with NoRouter. The binary release is available on GitHub for almost all operating systems, including Linux, BSDs, macOS, and Windows. To use NoRouter, you need to write a YAML, but it's quite easy. The NoRouter show example commands. The NoRouter show example command shows an example YAML and a quick tutorial to how to use that example YAML. Now, for the further information, please see NoRouter.io/docs. The last topic is future work. Future version of NoRouter will support UDP and also probably Mask, which is a kind of VPN, but based on HTTP version 3. And probably NoRouter will support TANTAP devices and also automatic generation of MTLS certs. But this is not determined at this moment. That's all of my talk. For the further information, please visit NoRouter.io. Thanks.
Noel, thanks.
Okay, I'm gonna switch over soon. Welcome to the Q&A.